We're holding daf yud gimel amid beis. By the moral, a little down, three quarters down. V'tepikle. Really, the shalom is machlokes now between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. The shalom is really this last mission was where an isha is a muberis, and a girl became pregnant. So she had znus, she's not married. The question is, who is the husband? We want to know, is she kosher to marry to a kohen? And who then is the kid of mamzer or not? So she said that she lived with a kosher Jew. Therefore, she's still mutter to get married to a kohen, and the kid is mutter to get married to a kohen. So Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, we don't believe her. How's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Kids, so we said the machlokes was Rabbi Gamliel says Anisha has a cheskas kashrus. When she was born mutter to a kohen. So most probably, even though we know she had znus, Tais says the svar is that an isha is bardekis umazana. Before she has nus with a man, she doesn't lose herself. She'll check it out to make sure he's a kosher Jew, and therefore she still remains with a cheskas kashrus. Even though this girl now is pregnant, she lived with a boy, we say we believe her when she says it was a kosher boy. If Yeshua says no, the svar is ain't apotropos la rois. The svar, once she has a taiva, it has nus. Once we even see them to be alone, the boy and girl, we automatically say that they had znus together, and Yerushalmi says a svara that she, according to Yeshua, like she loses herself. And when she has a taiva, a desire to have znus, she'll go with the worst of the worst, adarabah. Like she's giving over to the Yetzirah, she'll even live with her mamzer also. See, Yeshua says we don't believe her until she brings proof. Now the Gemara says, they have a tapek lay, for another kasha now. But tapekle the hosom roif psula metzla, for ocho roif kshere metzla. Rabbi Yeshua learns out, how do I know we don't believe this Isha? He says, because there's a Mishnah later about Shavuya. Shavuya means if a Jewish girl got caught by the Goyim, so the Mishnah says, if there's no Peshosa, like if we know she was caught by the Goyim, even if she comes back and tells us they didn't live with her, we don't believe her. She's Pasul Lakuna, a Kohen can't marry her anymore. We have to be afraid that the Goyim live with her. The law is, if a Jewish girl lives with a Goy, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen anymore. That's the Mishnah later. So Yeshua says, just like over there, we see that she had znus, we don't believe her, the same thing in our Mishnah also. When we have this girl that became pregnant, we don't believe her, she became pregnant from a kosher Jew. So Martha Kasha, what, how can you learn out one from the other? Over there, when she was caught by the Goyim, if she lived with the Goy, every single Goy is also to her. Also means that she becomes posel lakuna now. So that's why the Mishnah says she's posel to a Kohen. For Hoch or Reich Sherry Metzla. But over here we're talking about this girl. Stam, she became pregnant. So she says she lived with a Jewish boy. And we're talking about they live in a city now that rave Jews are around there. So what's the Raya? Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. So Mar says, Messiah and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's a Raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omar that he says, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Le Divrei Ha Machsher, Machsher Afilu Brave Sulim. The one that's Machshir of Gamliel says, we believe the Isha, even though it's in the Makam of Roif Sulim. Even though it's in the fields, that there are Roif Goyim living, passing by the fields. Still, Rav Gamliel says, we believe the girl that she says she had znus with a Jewish boy. And like Tosafos says the Svara. And Isha is Baidekis and Mazana. Even though she has a desire to have znus, she doesn't lose herself. She'll choose the right person. She'll choose the kosher Jew. And she has the cheskas kashrus. She was born up until now. She was the cheskas to be kosher to get married to a kohen. So she still remains the way she was. That's Rabbi Gamliel's svara. But the divrei apostle, according to Rabbi Yeshua's svara, that we don't believe her is poisel afilu b'roif sherim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no difference. Even though it happened in the middle of the city, she became pregnant, and she was living in the middle of a Jewish city. Still, again, the svara is that when an isha has a taiva, a desire to have znus, she like gives over to the Yetzirah, and she loses herself. And therefore, Yeshua says she loses the cheskas kashrus, and we have to be afraid that she has nus with a mamzer. If she has nus with a mamzer, she is possible to get married to a kohen, and no one did. The kid is also a mamzer. Therefore, Yeshua says we don't believe her until she has edim. Nomer Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah says like this: the divrei amachshir bo, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel says when this girl is pregnant, we believe her that the boy she lived with was a kosher Jew, and therefore machsha bebita, who I did it, she has a daughter now, we believe her that the daughter is a kosher Jew, and she's allowed to get married to a kohen even. We believe that the husband, the boy, was not a mamzer, was not a goy. Therefore, the daughter is mutter to get married to a kohen. The diri apostle, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says we do not believe the girl that even she is possible to get married to a kohen. And so adim shita apostle bebita. Who are then the daughter now, she has a daughter, this daughter is also a possible to get married to a kohen. That's Rabbi Yochanan Svara. Rabbi Elazar, I know, Ledivri Yamach Shabbo, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe the girl to say that she's still kosher, but Paisa Bevita, you should know, she has a daughter now, this daughter is also to get married to a kohen. Now again, to the daughter, we have to be afraid, maybe the father was a mamzer, was a guy, and therefore she's possible to get married to a kohen. The Omar Rabbah explains, my time of the Rebbe Lezer, what's the svar in Rebbe Lezer, what's the difference between the mother and the child? Bish, the svar is like this. Bish, loy me'ihi, the mother, isla chazaka the kashrus. The mother has the chazaka. So what happened here? When this girl was born, we know her parents are kosher parents. So we know the girl was born to be mutter to get married to a kain. Now we see she's pregnant. So we have a suffix, who'd she live with? So we don't know who he was. So in our Sufik, you want to say that the mother changed now to get a din that she's possible lakuna, that Chazaka says no. Chazaka says since up until now she was kosher, don't change it. Leave it the way she was before, she's still kosher to a kohen. Even though it doesn't tell us like the truth what happened, we still have a good doubt who she lived with. But the Chazaka just says you can't change the din of the mother. So the mother that had a Chazaka until now, she's kosher. But Bita, this daughter, less la Chazaka the kashrus. She doesn't have any chazak to say that she's kosher. Because she's being born right now, and our doubt right now is who is the father? Is the father a mamzer? Is the father a goy? If that's the case, so the daughter is possible to a kohen. So this daughter doesn't have any chazak to say before she was mutter, therefore, safek isa, you gotta go to chumrah. So that's why even according to Rabbi Gamliel, that we say we believe the mother, it's only the mother because she has a chazaka. But the kid that does not have a chazaka, the kid remains possible. And the svar of Rabbi Yechanan is, Rabbi Yechanan says that the svar is, cheskas aim, mahani labas, that no, since it's one doubt here, like the one doubt is, who is that boy? And the mother lived with the boy. So the question is the mother possible, and is the daughter possible? So Rabbi Yechanan says, once we use the mother's chazaka to say that the boy was a kosher boy, automatically that chazaka helps for the daughter also. Because it's like one suffix, one doubt. You can't divide the two things. Therefore, yods cheskas aim mahani labas. The blazer says no. The chazaka is not like a birur; it does not tell us the truth. What happened? It's only that you can't change the din of the mother. That's because the mother had a din to be kosher, but the kid that doesn't have a din to be kosher, the kid remains posel. Safek isuri, you have to go to chumrah. So that's the machlokes of Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar. So Mar says now, Eisver Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Elazar has a kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. There's a brisa like this that says, when do we have the machlokes that Rabbi Gamliel says we believe this girl that's only begufa, that she is still, she's still mutter to marry a kohen? I will aid this isha bebita, but if it's questioned when she's pregnant and she gave birth now and she has a daughter, we want to know now, is this daughter able to marry a kohen or not? The rehakal of Vlad Shtuki, everybody says the Vlad is a Shtuki. Shtuki is a lashon of shosak, to be quiet. In other words, we have a doubt what she is. So posel shtuki means that the girl is posel. Since we don't know who the father is, we have to keep her quiet. Means she's not allowed to marry a kain. So according to Kasha and Rabbi Yechanan, you Rabbi Yechanan say that according to Rabbi Gamliel, if the mother is believed, who are then the daughter is also kosher. And here it says, even though the mother is believed, the vlad, the daughter is a shtuki, mashmash is posel. So my love, shtuki apostle, doesn't mean to say we have to be quiet here in order to say the kid is possible, the kid cannot marry a kohen. Mar says, loy, maybe he is shtuki v'kosher. Shtuki just means, wait, we have to find out something, but really the kid is kosher to get married to a kohen. Could be the kid is kosher. For the Gemara, umi ika shtuki kosher, is there such a thing to call a kid a shtuki that's kosher? Like the Chura Shtuki means we have to be quiet about the kid, that the kid is posel. So what do you mean that he's kosher? So Gemara says, yes, in there's a case. Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says. To Yomash Shmuel, Shmuel says a kiddush like this. What's going to be if you have Asara Kahanim Oimdim? You have 10 men, 10 Kahanim standing. 10 men. Upirashachud Mehem. One of these 10 people come out now, Ubal, and live with this girl. So the kid, so the girl is here. girl had znus with one of those kohanim, and she became pregnant, she has a kid now. So lochri is avlat shtuki. Shmuel says that this boy now is called the shtuki. Since we do not know which one of those 10 men was the father. In other words, after the bia, the husband ran away, and we don't know now which one of those 10 is the father. So he says the kid is called the shtuki. For the Gemara, my shtuki, what does it mean the kid is the shtuki? We keep quiet about the kid. What din doesn't he have? Eli, Meshem Estaskin, Noisim, Menichse Yaviv, that in the case of one of these men die, he can't yashin, he can't inherit the man's nechosim. For the Gemara, Pshita, of course he can't. Or Miyadin and Avu Amani, like we don't know which one of these 10 men is his father. So when any one of them die, and if they have other children, the other children have a right to say, we are the sons of this father. We get the we inherit our father. You're not our brother. You get nothing. So Pshita, if we don't know who the father is, he can't get a Yerusha here. Elet means Shemeshaska Naisim Medin Kuna. What it means to say is, even though we know this kid is a Kayin, he can't do the Avoida. He's possible to do the Avoida. Why? The apostle says like this, for hoy saloy lazari achrov bris kunas olam. The Bayaran it says that there has to be a bris kunas olam, that for hoy saloy zara, we know who your children are. So we dash in like this. Misha zarum yuchas achrov. If we have a yichus, we know the son's father, then the son could be a kohen to do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. But yotzo zeh mashenkin, such a kid like this, even though we know for sure he's a kohen, we know his father is one of these 10 kohanim. See, if the kid is a kosher kohen, he's not a cholol, he's a kosher kohen. But since we don't know which one of them is his father, halacha is yotzo zeh she'ein zarum yuchas achrov. Since we don't know exactly who his father is, he's possible to do the avoidah. Like Rashi says, midin kunet means shelo yavar avoida. In the Beis Hamikdash, he can't bring the karbonis. Flo yechal truma. Rashi holds eating truma is also called like an avoida. This kind is not allowed to eat truma. But is he allowed to marry? Avadi could marry. And let's say it's a girl. Avadi, the girl, could get married to a kain. So Megaya to Yuchsin, such a kid is called, even though it's called the shtuki, but he's kosher to get married to anybody. For Yuchsin, Avadi is kosher. You see, there's such a lashon of a shtuki on a kid, which just means he takes away some privileges, that he can't be a kohen to do the avoida. But negayat to yuchsin is taka kosher. So that's from the brayser also. When it says that the kid avlad shtuki, just means in this case, that if the kid is a boy, and we don't know exactly which kohen is his father, he's a shtuki, just means he can't do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Reinach nami, if it's a girl though, it's no question of doing the avoida. Then it's only a question, who could she marry? Avadi, she could marry whoever she wants to. Because the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that once we believe the mother, because she says verily that I had znus with this boy, and he's a kosher boy. So we believe her, that she's kosher, because she has a bori and a chaskeskas kashris, and we hold that migo cheskasim mahani labas, that this chazaka helps for a daughter also. Therefore, the law, like Rabbi Yechanan, is that the daughter is also kosher. The daughter is allowed to marry a kohen also. More new sugina. How oris ve'arasasi? We had an oris ve'arasasi means a chosin and a kala. They had kedushin together, but they didn't have chuppah, but they didn't have nesuin yet. They only had kedushin. So the oris is the man ve'arasasi and his kala, that they had kedushin. Now, pasha, they're not allowed to live together, and they have to stay separate until they make nesuin. Now the Maisa was the Yosla Kamed Rabbi Yosef. They came in front of Rabbi Yosef, and the story was she's pregnant. The Arasosoi, the Kala, now is pregnant. So we want to know now, what's the Locha? There are two questions involved. Did she live with another man? That she's a Saita, she's also to a husband? And then also the kid is a Mamzer? Or else do we say no? That she lived most probably with a Chosin, and therefore she's still Mutter to the Chosin. Midrabbana, they're not allowed to live together. But Avada, if they live together, she's still mutter to him. Hey, this Oris Farasosai. They had Kedushin together. Midiraisa, they're allowed to live together. Midirabona, they're not. So do we say the reason why she's pregnant now is because she lived with a chosin, and then everything is alright? Or no, we have to be afraid she lived with another man, and then two things, the kid's a mamzer, and she's also to a husband. So they came in front of Rabbi Yosef, they asked him the Shaila. Now the case is like this. He omro minei. She says, the mother says, you should know I live with my chosin. I became pregnant from my chosin. For Omar, and he also says, in minoi, the chosin agrees, yes, even though we only had Kedushin, we didn't have Nisuyin, I'm not allowed to do it. But he says, I did it, I live with my Kala, and she's pregnant from me. That's the case. So what's the halacha? Do we believe them or not? So Rashi says, Zaprashi, in minoi means, emes mimenihu. It's true that the kid is my kid. So the Shita speaks out, like, what does Rashi come to add? What's Rashi's extra three words? So really the question is, how does the father, how does the chosan know it's his kid? All he could say is that I live with my kala. But maybe the kala still live with somebody else. Like the Rasvaras to say, she's not allowed to live with a chosan now, because she's only in Arusa. So Elamai, she had snus with a chosan. We should be afraid. Migo the Afkar, legabi chosan, Afkar legabi achar. Maybe she has snus with somebody else. And maybe the baby, the kid, is from another husband. That maybe she, the kid is a mamza. So Shita says, the Rashi means to say is, what the husband is saying now, emes mimenihu, who means that I know for sure it's my child, means I watched my wife the last 2 weeks. Like I know for sure she didn't leave with any other man. Not stam the pshat, the chosn is saying, I live with her. But he's saying more than that. He's saying that I was with her, whatever it was, they had kedushin a month ago. So the chosn is saying this last month, I was with my wife no time. Day and night we were together. And I know for sure she didn't live with any other man, only for me. That's what the chosn is saying. So do we believe them or not? So Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, L'may nechesh, like what's your question? Of course we believe them. What should you be afraid about? L'may nechesh lo. Chodah one svar is the komoida. That the husband agrees. The husband is agreeing to say that he lived with his wife. And the way Rashi says, he watched her the whole time that she did not live with anybody else. That the svar to believe him? Either is a svar from an Edechod, or a Dinvori, or else is a svar from Yakir. A father has a special namonis. A father has a right to say about his own child. There's a special Gzeret HaKosim about Hilchos Bechor. If we don't know who the Bechor is, the father has a right to say, this son is my Bechor. He's Nemon on his own children. So therefore, the Chosin is Nemon. He agrees that he lived with his Kala, and it's his son, so there's no question. The Yoyed, another svar is, Mashmi, even if the Chosin would not agree. Ho Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Aloch, Rabbi Gamliel. That we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. That Rabbi Gamliel says like an Al Mishnah. When the girl is pregnant, we don't know who the husband is, with our husband. She's not married, Znus. We don't know who the boy was. So Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her. When she says it was to a kashra, we believe her. She has the cheskas kashras and a tainas bari. We believe her. So even if the husband would not be around now, even if the husband would not agree, but we believe the mother though. She says borally, it's only from my husband, from the chosin, and she has a cheskas kashras that she's still mutter to her husband. She doesn't do averis. She doesn't do znus with somebody else to have a chiv skiler on her. Therefore, we should believe her. So the kashra is, what's the viyoid? The second thing is, v'yoyed mashm, even if the husband doesn't agree. The question is, though, what is the husband saying? If the husband is disagreeing and saying, no, I did not live with you, so then Rabbi Gamliel would not agree in such a case. That's called the bari yabari. If the husband is saying, no, I didn't live with you, and she says, yes, I did live with you, havada, we wouldn't believe her. So husband is a bari, he's saying against her, we wouldn't believe her. So you have to say, either it's talking about that the husband is just not around, or else the husband died, so we don't know the truth. Another pshat is, the way Rashi learned, the Rishonim speak out, is very good. Rashi learns the first pshat is, the chosin is saying, I watched my wife the last 2 months. I was with her day and night. Iva'oid means, even if the chosin doesn't say that, the chosin doesn't know what happened to his wife the last 2 months. The chosin only agrees, I lived with my wife once. That's all he's saying. But he doesn't say she didn't live with another man. So maybe we have to be afraid, just like she has nus with a husband, because it's before Nisuyin, maybe she lived with another man. That's the Gemara of Yoid, no? There's a svar to say we believe her. She's telling her she did not live with anybody else. She only lived with a chosin. So therefore, that's the Yoid. So we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that she should be Neman. So therefore, Poshet, she is still mutter to her husband, and the kid is not a mamzer. The kid is a kosher yid. So Amalei Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef, Uvoho, in this case over here, Kiloi Moida, in a case where the chosin does not agree, either he died, or else we're learning the Rashi, the chosin only says he lived with his kala, but he doesn't know what happened to her afterwards. So you want to say what Machshir Rabbi Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel says will believe the mother here. to say that she only lived with a chosin and the kid is a kosher kid? Is that true? Ivo Amale Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, like I'm teaching you, Halacha Karabi Gamliel, Staka true. In the Ikamach, like it's now Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, if we believe the mother or not, true. Meikara din, we should believe the mother. She has a Tainas Bari, and she has a Chazaka, the Kashrus, we should believe her. But you should know, Lamaisa, the Atloy Tevet Uvda, Adiyika Rav Ksherim Etzla. Lamaisa, you should not believe the mother, unless it's also in a place that rove people around the Raksherim. Like in our Mishnah's case, where you have this girl that became pregnant, and we don't know from who. If she became pregnant in this city, and in this city most people living there are kosher Jews, that's the case where we hold Lamaisa like Rabbi Gamliel. Then you're allowed to believe the mother that she is still kosher to get married to a Kayin, and who are then a kid is kosher. But Mashma, if it's not in a place that rove people around the Raksherim, then Lamaisa we don't believe her. Now, over here, Bahocha, what's the case over here? This girl is married already. She's a Kala. She's married. She had Kedushin already. So, Bezoi, if the doubt is who she lived with, Roy Psulametzla, rove people in the world are Rasa to her. There's only one person that's Mutta to her, only a Chosin. So, if we have a doubt now that maybe she lived with somebody else, the doubt is that rove people are Pasa to her. So, if so, Lalacha, we should not trust her then. Like Bishloim, if the Chosin is agreeing here, and Mefratle Rashi says, the Chosin says, I know, I was with her the whole time, she didn't live with anybody else. Very good, then we believe him. But if you want to say he doesn't know that, you only want to trust her, Ayla Locha, we only trust her when there's a Reif Sheremetzla. And here there are Reif Sulemetzla. Rashi adds on even more strong. Rashi says, Arusa Hakil Psulemetzla. Not only Reif, Rashi says Hakil. Everybody's puzzle. Chutz Minoris, there's only one person she's mutter to, but everybody else is also to her. Since so, we should not believe her. First, we speak out, Rashi wants Akhil is, because the Chur here it's better. Like the Chur here, she's married to the Chosin. So the Svar to say, she lived with the Chosin, not with anybody else. That's what Rashi adds on, no. She know Akhil Psulametzla. Since everybody else is possible to her, there is a slight chance, maybe she lived with somebody else. And anybody else would make a puzzle, so then Lechura, we should not believe her. So Gemara says like this, it's not Shver. Well, the time, according to what you want to say, anyway, Tikshulach Higufa. You have a kasher anyway, what did Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel just get finished saying? He said a Mad Nazach. He said like this, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said what? Halacha. Halacha is Krav Gamliel. So it's Mashma what? That we believe her no matter what. But then he said, V'yat le'tevet uvdat. But don't do it until you have rove people are kosher around her. So what are you saying? What did you get from this saying, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, and then you said no? According to Rabbi Gamliel, we believe the girl, no matter what, even though they're rove Sulemetzla, we believe her, because she has a bari and a chazaka. So you said, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. And then right away you changed the money. You just said, V'yat le'tevet uvda, but don't do anything until you have rove ksherim. It's like you're saying two opposite things. So Mer says, Ella, what do we have to say? What did Shmuel mean to say? He meant to say like this. Ho lechetchila ho dievet. Lechetchila means before the girl gets married, if she comes to ask a shayla in Bezdin, am I allowed to marry a kohen now? Bezdin would tell her no. Lechetchila, we're not going to trust you unless we have rov ksherim etzla. Unless there's nus happened in a city that rove people there are kosher. Mashenkin, if it happened in a city where rove people have psulametzla, Bezdin will be afraid that maybe you live with a guy, maybe you live with a mamzer, and you're possible to marry a kohen. Abha dievet. That's what I told you, Halacha Karam Gamliel, that means be dievet. Let's say Lamaisa, this girl married a kohen. She got married to a kohen already. Now the shalarish, should Bezdin tell her to give her get or not? Be dievet, we say no. If they already got married already, be dievet, we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. That we believe the girl, that she says, Burly, I only live with a kosher, a Jew, she's still mutter to get married to a kohen, but the yevet, we trust her. That's what Rav Yehuda meant to say. Similar, in our case, it's also very good. For you heard, Nami, could the yevet dummy. In our case, it's also called, could the yevet dummy. Because we're talking about the who, Oris Gramma Sosley, they had Kedushin already. You have a Kala and a Chos, and they got married already. So the question is now, if we're afraid she lived with another man, she's a Saita. She'll be Yasa to us, and she'll have to get a get. And Vaita, the kid will be a Mamzer. Like in the chol, but the yevet godom is there. You're making a kid a sofik mamzer. He won't be able to marry anybody. He can't marry a kosher yid. He can't marry a mamzer. He won't be. He's a sofik mamzer. He can't marry anybody. Say in the chol, but the yevet godom is there. Therefore, vada here, it's good what he said that v'yoid. Even if the husband doesn't agree that he watched his wife no time, but since she is telling us that she only lived with the husband and nobody else, this is called the b'diyevet. And therefore, vade b'diyevet, the halacha is like Gamliel, that we believe the mother here to say that she only lived with the husband, and therefore she is still mutter to live with the husband, and no, at the end, the kid, avade was a kosher kid. Romi lay Abaye la Rava. Abaye is the new kashin out to Rava. Who miyam Rav Yeshua in the menes? Is it true that Rav Yeshua says in our Mishnah? We don't believe the girl. Again, where a girl became pregnant. We don't know from who. So Rav Yeshua says we have to be afraid. Maybe she has nus with a mamzer. Maybe she has nus with a guy. And she is possibly get married to a kohen. She can't get married to a kohen. And no, then she has a kid. Her kid is also possible to marry a kohen. For the Mara Minu, I have a kashra on this. It says like this: Hey, it's Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. They both said over Eidus that the locha is al almonas issa, the almona of a doe. Issa means a doe. What does it mean a doe here? It means the kitzah. The husband was a cholol, a sofik cholol. The husband had a sofik upon him if he's a cholol or not. Rashi says the case is that original was a husband threw a get to his wife. And it's a suffix if the get was closer to her or closer to the husband. And 2 days later, the husband died. So the shaila now was, is this lady an almona? And then she's allowed to get married to a kohen? Or do we say no, when the get reached her, was more closer to her, and she's called the grusha? If she's a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. And what happened afterwards was a kohen married her. And they had a boy. So the chura, this boy now was called the suffix cholol. On the tzad, the mother's a grusha, so the kohen did an avera by marrying her, the kid's a cholol. On the tzad, the mother wasn't an amona, the get was not chal, the kohen's allowed to marry, the kid's a kosher kid. So kids, so you have a kid that's a sofer cholol. Now this sofer cholol now gets married. And then he dies. So Shiloh is his almona, what's the luck of his almona? Can a kohen marry her or not? On the tzad, to say, this boy now that died, he was a real cholol. So halacha is when a cholol lives with a lady, he makes her also possible to get married to a kohen. So kitzah, his wife is like a sveik is a second suffix, whether she's going to be mutter to get married to a kohen or not. The first suffix is the original mother that receives the get. We don't know if the get was chal or not. So she has one chazaka to say that since before the get, she wasn't a gerusha, she's mutter to a kohen, she must probably still mutter to a kohen. Now she had got married to a kohen and she had a kid. So good, the kid is a sofer cholol. When this kid gets married to an almona now, gets married to a lady, this second lady also has her own chazaka. That up until now she was kosher to a kohen. So most probably she's still kosher to a kohen. So Mela, the mother, this almona is called a sveik sveika. So the law is al almona sisa. This almona, this lady now, that her husband just died. But her husband was an issa, means was a sofik, and he was a cholol or not. So Yeshua says, she ksher lakuna. You should know she's allowed to marry a kohen. That's the halacha. So l'chura, you see what? Why is she allowed to marry a kohen? Because we believe the mother, l'chura, to say that she wasn't the grusha. You see, we believe the mother. So l'chura, you see, Rabbi Yeshua does believe the mother. So how come in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe the mother? Well, it says no. Amalei, hochi hashto. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam over there, I'll tell you by the Amonis Issa. There the only suffix was the first get that was thrown to that first wife, was it a good get or not? So I tell you, Hosam Isha Nisais, Boidekes V'Nisais. Like before she got married to a kohen, she checked it out carefully. She made sure to know that the get was not close to her. The get, like, was close to the husband, at least a half a mina, that she could check that out. So therefore, when she gets married, we say she's kosher. She's not really a grusha. So therefore, the kid is also like a kosher kid. And therefore his wife, his almona, is also kosher. But hocha now Mishnah, Isha Mezana Bodekes Mezana. Like if Yeshua holds no, Yeshua says that when the girl has a desire to have znus, she doesn't check out with who it is. Whoever it is, she'll have znus with. So therefore Yeshua says when a girl became pregnant, we know she had znus We don't know with who. We have to be afraid with the worst of the worst. Therefore, we don't believe him. So my Rava says like this. First of all, Rabbi Yeshua Kasha. Like he only has to steer on Rabbi Yeshua. What about Rabbi Gamliel Adram Gamliel Kasha? Why didn't you ask a stira in Rabbi Gamliel also? Like we'll soon see. There's a stira in Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because for Katani Sefer, we learned the Sefer being like this. For Katani Sefer, we learned.
Alright, turn over.